Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity, and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation? And welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, motivation, and becoming the strongest version of yourself in your personal and professional life. I am your host, Danny Cole. And as always, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. I love you and I appreciate you. And if you like this show or any show that I've done in the past, please go to StrongerThanFailure.com or I Am Empowered Man. They'll both bring you to the same place. And click on podcast. And you have the whole archive there at your fingertips, everything. And if you like this show or any other show we've done, please make sure you tell everyone about it because everyone is stronger than failure and everyone deserves to be part of the family. All right, guys. So today's show is going to be about happiness, right? The eight things you need to avoid, the eight negative habits you need to avoid to create happiness. No. So why are we going to talk about happiness? Well, think about it. If you want to become the strongest version of yourself, there are a couple things you need to have, right? You need to be happy, you need to be healthy, and you need to be wealthy. Now, that depends, you know, wealth depends on what you think wealth is going to be, but happiness is something everyone can agree on, right? It's the opposite of being unhappy. So I want to help you as much as I possibly can because that's success. Success is being happy, happy with who you are, where you are, who you're with, and what you do, right? Now I'm going to give you a little fun fact. There are about 7.7 billion people in the world. And out of the 7.7 billion people in the world, every single one of them have habits that determine how happy or unhappy that they are. That's why I'm excited about this show today, because I've done a lot of research, written a lot of things down, and I want you to be the happiest you can possibly be, and I want to show you how to do it. So we're going to jump right into it, right? We're going to make it quick. We're going to make it easy. And then if we've got time, I'm going to give you some things you can do to create more happiness on a daily basis. All right. Number one is, let me ask you a question. Derwin.
What's going on, Danny, man? What's happening?
She's living the dream, baby. Hey, man. Living the dream.
Always looking forward to your show, man. Great spot, man. What's up?
Hey, well, tell you what, real quick, before we jump in the show, folks, hold on 1 second, pump the brakes. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life. You know, I've written several books, written courses. I do real estate. I got a business partner. We're about to go and get our first, another part as far as an investment property. I've done a little bit of everything. Guess what I did this weekend?
Let me guess. Did you happen to fly in a helicopter?
No. I've flown in a plane, never a helicopter. I want to do that, though. That would be cool.
Yeah, it won't surprise me, Danny.
All right, brother. Well, I married my cousin. Not like that. Not like that. But I was the officiant, man. Like 8 years ago, I got online. It's a little easier than what you think you can do, right?
Awesome.
Yeah, 8 years ago, man, I kind of forgot. I went online and became an ordained minister. Completely forgot about it. Haven't done anything with it. And a cousin that I love, she hit me up. She's like, look, I want you and your mom to be part of the wedding. Can one of y'all marry us? Is there anything? Do you know how to do all that? Like, what's the process? I said, here's a fun little fact. 8 years ago, I got ordained. So, boom, I'm there. Yeah, dude. So, it was great, man. Derwin, man. Like, now I can say, I've married people.
Oh, man. Dang, Danny, man. I'm going to start having whiskey, man, when you come up in here.
Bro, we'll have to sit here, have a drink, and talk about the things that we do.
I'm just joking, man.
But see, man, that's the thing is, that's what creates happiness. Me, one of the things that create happiness, and this has got nothing to do with what we're about to jump into, but one of the things that creates happiness with me is constantly learning, man, and pushing myself. I've never, officiated a wedding before, and then my sister came up afterwards and, were you nervous? No, are you proud of yourself? And I was like, I wasn't really nervous because, I'm used to talking in front of people.
Right.
And also, about was I proud of myself? No, I mean, it's something that, like, whenever I'm put in a spot or asked to do something, 9 times out of 10, I'll do it. Not because, like, oh, you know, I'm going to be proud of myself when I do it. It's like, you feel good about it, right? Okay, boom, I checked that off the list. I feel better about it. Because the more and more times you get out of that comfort zone grows. You become stronger mentally. You become more confident in everything that you do. So everything else that you do after that becomes easier. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I'm pretty sure you feel pretty good because you provided a nice family service for your
dude. And well, I made it. I went online, I looked at a bunch of videos and my ideas and kind of put everything together because she wanted it more funny, more laid back.
Well, you should have called me. I would have sent you to when Richard Pryor was a preacher, you know.
Richard Pryor, well, I don't know if he dude, my daddy loved Richard Pryor, bro.
I'm telling you, he's a funny.
What? I did not know that.
Yeah,
but yeah, check it out. When I started, real quick, I'm gonna tell you how I started it out. And then we'll jump into the 8 negative habits to avoid to create more happiness in your life. Check it out, Darren. You'll laugh about it. So I started out. I was like, all right, everyone, thank you for being here. I want to officially thank you all for being here on this beautiful 4th of July to witness me on my debut as a wedding officiant. Everybody kind of looked, and then they started laughing.
Like, that was different, right?
Yeah, you got to keep them on their toes.
Right. And then it was interesting because you were telling the truth about it, and I bet it made everything just a little bit more vibrant to understand, hey, this guy was first time marrying somebody, and his cousin is a great, and everything is, it's a great vibe in the family.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of fun going on.
Exactly. So. And it relaxed the bride and the groom, man. Colby and Heather, they relaxed a little bit. But, yeah, it was smooth, and it was great. Beautiful wedding. It's a blessing to be part of it. You know what I mean? Be part of one of the best memories that they'll have.
Awesome. Man, you never, boy, Danny, boy. Hey, man, I'm going to stick around. I know you're going to tell me pretty soon. Darren, I did it. I hit the lottery.
I'm going to tell you I hit the lottery with stocks, and I became a millionaire. All right, man. So tell you what, we're going to jump right into number one, the number one negative habit that you need to avoid to create more happiness in your life. Having unreasonable timelines. All right. This right here stuck out to me with, like, dropping weight, right? Whether it's dropping weight, starting a business, doing something. If you set an unreasonable timeline, let's say if you want to drop 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds, but you say, okay, I want to drop 5 pounds in a week, or even sometimes for some people, they'll say, I want to drop 5 pounds in a month, and they've never exercised before in their life, they don't eat healthy, and even though that's 30 days away, they're kind of setting themselves up for failure to a degree.
Right.
So what they're going to do is, okay, that's an unreasonable timeline because they don't know if they can stick to working out. When the first time you do work out, you're going to be sore. That's just how it is. So if you set a goal, like for me, it's about a year ago, I was setting a goal to drop 15 pounds. And I was like, cool, I'll drop, 7 pounds this month. I should be able to do that. 7 pounds the next month if I'm really knocking it out. Well, the first month, I didn't knock out 7 pounds. And then I felt bad. I was like, man, what in the world?
But
So it made me unhappy because I set a goal that I thought I could achieve. But really, like in the back of my mind, I knew it was going to be difficult. I really did. I was like, 7 pounds, man. I've been gained, 20. So dropping 7 pounds is going to be a little more difficult.
Right.
So I kind of set myself up for, decreasing my level of happiness right there. So the main thing is, man, if you're setting a goal, you always want to put a timeline on it. It's got to have a timeline, but make sure it's reasonable. Don't set something that's going to be unachievable, then let yourself down. You want to make sure that it's something that you can achieve in a certain time frame, and also give yourself a little wiggle room. If you don't achieve in that time frame, don't look at it as, okay, man, look, I failed, and I'm giving up. No, the only time you can fail is if you give up or you did not learn from it. So you take, like what I did was, all right, this timeline here is a little bit too short. Let me stretch it out a little bit.
Right.
And what I had to do was cut down on some more calories and increase some more cardio.
Take baby steps.
That's it, man. Everything is baby steps.
And I think a lot of times, and I think, to be honest with you, because you kind of, I needed to hear that because I've been kind of doing the same thing, but kind of like in business, like taking on way too much because and trying to, get it done way too fast.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I start getting things on top of each other. And I need to slow it down and pace myself and put things in a better perspective and have a better time. Yeah, so I definitely need to do that, man.
No. I understand exactly what you're talking about. I talk to a lot of guys that in the same similar situation because, like you and I talked before, you kind of went out on your own doing everything all on your own, And the mindset, okay, boom, I've got to increase the business as quick as possible, right? So you take on a lot of jobs because you want to make a certain amount of money. The thing is, if you're not already ready to roll with everything, you're going to put yourself back, and it's going to tax you, man. You're not going to have enough daylight in the day to get the jobs done, and you've already set yourself up, told everybody, okay, have you done here? Have you done here? I have this one done then. Then you get overwhelmed.
You get overwhelmed, yeah. And then you don't look as professional as you want to look. So you got to reel it in, definitely trying to do that now. So.
Nah, good to see. The thing is, and I like what you're doing, though, because the whole show is all about this, because we'd only fail if we don't learn or if we give up. And what you did, you learned from it. Hey, have real expectations, communication with the customer, let them know what's going on.
Right.
If you keep them in the loop the whole entire time, they're going to feel great because you're letting them know. There are too many contractors out there that'll not keep them in the loop, man, and you'll lose a job left and right, and then that word of mouth advertisement, forget about it, bro.
Yeah, you can forget it. And it does help or hurts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is the best form of advertisement. Everybody knows it, everybody out there. Yeah, so you always want to be in communication with your client, with your customer, because, I mean, there's so many people that are doing what you do. If you do not do it exceptionally well, keep them with the best communication ever, they'll find somebody else, easy.
Yeah, awesome advice, Danny.
Appreciate it. All right, guys. So moving on to number two, the second negative habit that will create unhappiness in your life. Holding a grudge. Now, this right here is something, man, I had to learn and kind of grow with and learn when I was younger. Like, you know, whenever somebody offended me, I'm like, whoa, you know,
yeah.
Be a little F-bomb thrown out there. Whatever. Done. Forget about this. But no, you know, you got to learn. It's like... All right, and this is something that I talk to people about, right? You got to let go. You got to have forgiveness. Forgiveness creates growth, right? If you're holding on to bitterness in one hand and unforgiveness in the other, and God comes along, God's like, look, I love you. You're my child. I want to give you happiness. I want to give you success. I want to give you love and comfort. Well, if your hands are closed up on bitterness and unforgiveness, you're not able to receive what God's got to give you.
Okay.
So you got to let go.
Right, I got you, yeah. And it definitely doesn't feel well this way. You know, it makes you, because you have to keep yourself on cue with that. So the next time you see the person, you're like, oh, yeah, I got to remember to be upset at this person. You know, so it's a bunch of stuff that is negative for you. So as you spoke before, negative vibes kind of affect you negatively. So you got to stay positive, man.
Absolutely, man. I was listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza earlier, and he was talking about similar things where if you're holding on to that, you know, resentment inside, that bitterness and anger inside, it's just, you know, it's just cultivating and manifesting more in you. And that's what causes disease in the body, dis-ease in the body, which causes sicknesses. So the more you're able to forgive, the more you're able to let go, the happier you're going to feel, the better you're going to feel. Now, but I don't want you to confuse this. Do not confuse forgiveness with letting people walk on you. You know, you can forgive somebody and move on. You don't have to hold a grudge, and you can still have boundaries. Because one thing that I do in my life is, you know, if somebody does something wrong to me, or like whether it's business or family, friends, whatever it is, if somebody does me wrong, hey, you gotta
speak up for yourself.
You gotta speak up for yourself, or you know, sometimes you don't have to do that to a degree. Just let them know, hey, this is what happened. You know, I forgive you. But this is kind of where it ends, you know. Just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean you got to hang out with them.
Right.
Forget about it. I draw boundaries. Everyone's got to have boundaries. Your boundaries will determine, again, how happy you're going to be, how relaxed you're going to be, or how anxious you're going to be. Like you said, if you're upset with somebody and that person comes in your bubble, in your comfort zone, you got to remind yourself again, hey, you got to be upset. You're going to be upset. You're going to have your stomach kind of in a knot because you're angry, upset, frustrated. Yeah, yeah, tensed up.
Yeah.
No.
And that's interesting, Danny. It's kind of funny. I was laughing. I'm sorry, because I thought about Mr. T. For some reason, he's a great example, because he just walk up to you and smack your butt down, you know. So you got to hold back that Mr. T sometimes.
Sometimes you have to, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I do. I say, okay, well, I ain't going to let myself be Mr. T and just smack somebody down. I gotta say, okay, wait a minute now. I got to not hold it all in. Still be able to talk to him, communicate.
No.
You just can't, you know, pit the fool, you know.
Exactly. You know? But
can't do that.
No, you can't. You can't. Because, you know, the moment you let them have power over you, you lose all power and everything, right?
There you go.
The only way that somebody can make you upset is if you allow them. Whether they're calling your name, saying something about your business, telling something about your skills, your skill level, the only way that can bother you is if you allow it. Don't allow it. Set boundaries. Only accept things that you want to accept. positive, happy, prosperous, productive things. Anything negative, you don't have to receive it. Period. Right. That is your choice, your life. Life is valuable. Every single day is a blessing. So make the most of it. Do not accept negativity. Do not accept negative comments about, again, you, your business, your family. They're words from people who do not pay your bills. It does not matter. Let it go. Matter.
Right.
And life is way too short.
Right. And it's interesting, Danny. And I've also, in practicing that, I'm still practicing, but I found that there is still some, and I kind of like to say, enjoyment in bringing some kind of correction to the situation and verbalizing it and, you know, letting it be known and kind of letting them know that, you know, you don't appreciate it and having people to understand where you stand on your grounds without. And it's like you're showing another strength.
Yeah.
It's like without, you know, like I say, turning into Mr. T.
Yeah, you don't have to be Mr. T.
It takes strength to turn, to kind of be civilized and talk about it and explain it to them and give them the corrections to where they, when you're done talking about it, they kind of look at you like wow, okay. And, you know, they either going to feel a certain kind of way or not. That's going to be on them. But you've done your part.
Yeah. Dude, anybody can blow up. Anybody can have a temper and say over-the-top things loud and screaming. Like you said, it takes strength to just relax, convey the situation, you know, communicate it perfectly, and hey, find the results that you want. No matter whatever conversation you're having, whether it's sales, whether it's an issue you're having with, you know, family member, friend, a client, always have the end results in mind. What's the best thing you can say that they will understand what you're saying to the best level? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I think also it brings growth to you and that person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's another thing. So every time you do that, you grow a little bit, you know?
Man, look at you growing right now. I love it. All right, guys, moving on to number three. Number three, spending too much time in the past. Now, it's challenging to be happy if you're regretting the past or fearing the future. I mean, think about it. So many people, again, they'll think about, oh, man, well, I should have done this in business, or I should have started this business a year ago. I should have invested this stock, you know, 6 months ago, because now I would have, you know, $200,000-$300,000.
Right.
I should have asked this girl out. I should have asked this guy out. You know, everyone regrets several things in their life. They should have done X quicker, right?
Right.
So quit living in the past. You can't change the past. The past is gone. And a lot of people live in the future too, which is the only place that fear can live. You know, fear is in the future. It's false evidence appearing real. People fear like their finances or something's going to happen to somebody or what somebody's going to do. A lot of times they'll replay a conversation in their head. Well, if they say this, I'm going to say this. And 9 times out of 10, whatever they're thinking about never happens.
Right.
You know, so they're spending too much time in the past and too much time in the future and not enough time in the present. Right now, guys, is the moment, right? This is where the magic happens. This is where everything is made. What you do, what you say, how you feel right now is going to determine the future. The past does not define you. The past is not going to create your future. The decisions that you make right now will determine tomorrow. So you got to make sure that you live in the moment, forget the past. The future, yeah, you want to think about it. You want to spend some time throughout the day. Okay, this is what I want to accomplish. These are the goals that I got to have. These are the pathways to get there. So, of course, always concentrate on that. Always think about that. But don't spend too much time in the future dreaming about what you want without actually putting work in. You've got to put work in if you want things to happen.
Thanks for telling me that, because I had an oatmeal cookie earlier, and I was trying to forget about it.
So you might want to forget about it when you're on the treadmill. Oh, you know, dude, I ain't going to lie. I was on the sofa earlier, man. I was writing everything out for the show. I was doing studying. I was looking up some real estate. And then I went to the pantry. I grabbed some Oreos.
Uh-oh.
I was like, uh-oh. I was like, there's milk in the refrigerator.
So how'd they get in there?
Yeah, I was like, this shouldn't be in here. I better eat them and get them out. But what I did, guess what I did instead? I put the Oreos on the counter. I went in the room because I was like, all right, what are the results that I want? I got to drop weight. I put the Oreos on the counter, put on my tennis shoes, and jumped on the bike.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So you're going to eat them later?
I hope not. I'll text you tonight. Derwin, they won. They won. They want me to eat them.
So I tried to fight them. They just jumped all over me. Jumped all in my mouth.
There were too many of them. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Now we're going into number four. Embracing a victim mentality. Too many people, like, you know, you have the victim mentality and the victor mentality. So many people want to have that victim mentality. You know, one of the six human needs is significance. And so many people, unfortunately, get significance from having that victim mentality. Man, I don't have a house or the house of my dreams or the rental property because the mortgage, you know, I couldn't get approved for the mortgage because I didn't have the right income. I didn't have the down payment. My credit score wasn't right. The banks didn't like me. You know, the agent wasn't working hard enough. Whatever it is, people have got an excuse for everything.
Right. It's a lot of that running rampant these days.
Dude, yeah. No one wants to take responsibility for where they're at in life.
Right.
But no matter what, you know, and this is going to be a tough pill to swallow for some people. You are where you are right now in life because of you. Nobody else. You know, it's the old story about the two brothers who had an alcoholic father. They had an alcoholic father. Mom was not around. She left them. The father was an alcoholic and just really wasn't around for the boys. The two boys grew up. And they were interviewed because one was uber successful. He had everything. And he had a successful job. He had a successful business, a wife with two kids. Everything was perfect. They were happy. It was like the all-American dream family. Then they interviewed the other brother who was also an alcoholic and a drug addict. He didn't have a house. He was staying with friends, bouncing around from sofa to sofa. Sometimes he had to stay in a car. Like, he had nothing, looked horrible, just terrible. And he said, well, why are you in the position you're in? He said, because my dad was an alcoholic. They said, asked the other brother, well, how come you got everything that you have? He said, because my dad was an alcoholic. They both had the same dad, but one did not want to be like his dad. And the other one says, well, I'm a victim. My dad was this way, so I can't do anything about it.
Right. He gave up the fight before the fight started, right?
Absolutely. And that's the perfect way to put it. And that's what happens. And your circumstances can either hold you back if you want them to, or they can propel you, I mean, to the highest level of success if you want it to. Everything's perception. Everything is how you frame it. You've got to look at any situation and what is the best that you can get out of it. Because you can always find the worst in every situation, and there's always the other side of that coin. There's the best in every situation. It comes down to, how do you want to look at it? What do you want to have? You know, do you want to be that victim who's the alcoholic son who didn't have anything in his life and his horrible health, no family, no anything? Or the victor, the same circumstances, but he said, hey, I'm not going to be that way. Super successful at everything in his life. Happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. It all comes down to victim or victor. Where do you want to be?
There you go. All right.
All right, number five. This is another good one. All right, guys, again, we're on the 8 negative habits to avoid, to stay away from if you want to create happiness in your life. Number 5 is comparing yourself to others. Now, we all compare ourselves to everyone, right? We all compare ourselves to others because that's how you judge where you're at and where you want to go. There's a healthy line and there's an unhealthy line. The healthy line is, look, okay, this person does, they came from a similar background or they may have had a little bit more, a little bit less, but this is where they're at. They've got a successful business, they're in the perfect shape of their life, they're always happy. I want to be like that. Comparing yourself to them and then creating a goal to get there and a plan to get there is healthy. But if you're constantly comparing yourself to others, oh, this person here's got a lot of money, or they're very good looking, man, they drive the best cars, they always go on the best vacations. If you're comparing yourself to others in a negative light, if you're not comparing apples for apples, a lot of times, I mean, I've seen it time and time again. They're like, well, man, they're just so much better. Like, I had a friend of mine who's an actor. They're just so much better at acting than I am. I can't do it. Well, don't compare yourself to what they're great at and what you're not good at. Compare yourself to what you're both good at. You know what I mean?
Right. I got you. That's a good one.
Yeah. And it's, again, there's a healthy line. Compare yourself, but feel good about yourself. Don't put yourself down. Don't ever look at yourself in a negative light. Always look at yourself like, hey, this is where I'm at, but I can do better. And how do I get better? Ask the right questions. Don't just say, oh, man, I'm never going to be that good. Well, with that attitude, you won't. You've got to always ask yourself, how can I get better? What is the best plan for me to get better? That's it. I mean,
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's always a way to, get to get better. Just work on improving yourself in certain areas and you will get better.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, we've talked about it on the show numerous times, it's baby steps. The little changes in the beginning that you stick with every single day will make the biggest results in the end. Too many people try to bite off a bigger bite than they can chew, wind up choking out, right? If you take little bites, boom, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's right. It, man. Boom. Just keep chipping away at it.
One bite at a time. You choke yourself trying to swallow.
Yeah.
another part of that is, and I always think about it because, my kids was in Little League. Me and Maureen be sitting there watching, basketball games. And, AAU, doing our thing. And when we was always, we always try to look at the teams and see who's going to be the best, who's going to win. Who's the best team during warm-up, right?
Yeah.
So you have one team, you go there, everybody's 6 feet, over 6 feet, going down. They dunking, doing, backwards dunking, one-arm long Jordan dumps and everything. Then you have this other team, all they're doing on the other side is bouncing the ball around and passing it around. So when the game starts, we automatically presume that this other team is better because everybody's taller and 6 feet tall. They're all athletes. They're jumping out the gym. They say another one with the fundamentals.
Yeah.
Fundamentals was the one that won the game because they passed the ball back and forth. They played defense together. They played smart. They didn't have the same abilities as everybody. They took their shots, high percentage shots, passed the ball around, and they beat that team.
Well, see, and that's the amazing part of that, and I hope everyone gets and understands it. It doesn't matter what the other person has or what they can do. What are you good at?
Right.
If you focus on what you're good at and improve it to the best that you possibly can, you will win every single time.
Every time.
It's use your abilities to the best of your ability.
David and Goliath, right?
That's it, man. Yeah. All right, guys. Number six, because we are getting close to time. Man, time has flown by, Derwin.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so number six, and this is what we talked about on the show already. We talk about it all the time. Failing to learn from failure. The only way you can fail is if you fail to learn. Or if you do not give it your all. So no matter what it is you're going through, if you're in a relationship and you're arguing all the time, don't look at it and say, okay, well, it's them. They're always arguing. They're just always mad about X. Step back. Okay, what is it that you could be doing wrong? What is it you can learn? Maybe this person's not for you. If this person's always arguing, the reason I bring this up, I get this all the time. People are in a bad relationship. Do not stay in a bad relationship. It's horrible. It's horrible for you mentally, physically, your business, everybody around you. There's, again, 7.7 billion people in the world, and tomorrow is not promised. An hour from now is not promised. You want to make the most of every single day that you have. Enjoy every single moment that you have. So the situation, whether it's a relationship that you're in, a business that you're in, a friendship, learn from it. Nothing is a failure if you learn from it. Learn from it. Pick up and move on to the next venture and watch you become super successful. Number seven, lack of gratitude. Now, this is something I wrote in the very first book that I wrote, The Formula for Happiness and Success in Life, gratitude. If you're not grateful for what you have now, then why should you be given more? Because think about it. If you're not happy with what you got now, it does not matter if somebody gives you $10 million. You're not going to be happy then. Because you don't enjoy who you are right now. Does that make sense, Derwin?
Oh yeah, it makes sense. But the thought of $10 million is kind of hard. It's kind of difficult to think I wouldn't be happy about it.
Well, thing is, you would. But a lot of people don't realize, man, and unfortunately, a lot of people got a poor mindset.
Right.
And they've done studies on this before. This is why people who have won the lottery and became into millions of dollars, if they're not happy with who they are, I think it's like 90-something percent. Like, it's not 100, but it's high, dude. It's like 90-something percent, dude, will go broke again.
Wow.
Because, again, one, they're not happy with themselves, and two, they don't know how to handle money. They got a poor mindset. Your mindset will determine everything.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because like I said, I think they had a TV show about that. The lottery winners and how they had to start over again once they lost all the money.
Dude, there was, I think it was a 20 or 30-something year old. I think he won it was something like $30, $40 million, dude.
Wow.
Broke. Like, I think within 10 years, broke.
Wow.
Like, how in the, I don't get it. I just do not get it. But again, once you watch the show, you start seeing the people's mindsets and they're out there blowing money. And they're not grateful for what they have, because if they were grateful, and you would know it too, think about it. If they're grateful for having that much money, and if you help other people out with it, you're going to create more in return. And this is something I help. It's every single night before you go to bed, say out loud or write five things that you're grateful for, right? I'm grateful that you had a great day at work, that you feel great mentally and physically. Grateful that you've got a nice, comfortable bed to go to sleep in at night. Grateful that you got a loving partner. Grateful that you've got a new contract. Whatever it is, write down or say out loud five things you're grateful for. Because the more things that you're grateful for, the more you'll be given to be grateful for.
Yeah.
All right.
And that works, man, because I told you, you know, starting out on a new venture here, and it, you know, just it was kind of unexpected. So, but I'm all happy about it. And just I've been very positive about it, and it's just been great. I just haven't had any room to think negative about it. So it's, I've been totally busy. So I was like, I just need some sleep.
Yeah, dude, it's
great,
man.
Yeah. It feels good.
And again, that's mindset, man. It's the habits that create that mindset. And being grateful for the new business venture that you have, the contract that you have, even being overloaded with all the work that you've got right now. You know what I mean? It's being grateful for that. Hey, you've got a lot of jobs coming in. People are appreciative of you. They love you. They want to give you more work. Dude, that's a great place to be in.
So awesome, man. Sure. Sure is. So all these things are true that you're saying. They totally work.
Yeah. Hey, thing is, yeah, everything that I teach my clients and I'm talking on the show, it's simple. I use the KISS formula on everything. Keep it short and simple. Too many simple-minded people try to overcomplicate the process when if you make it short and simple to the point, you get better results. And that's the way I teach everybody. Keep it short and simple. Sometimes, man, I'll speak like, you know, on an eighth grade level because it's the easiest way to understand it is how I want to portray it to you. Does that make sense to you, Derwin?
It makes perfect sense. But let me give you one.
All right, give me one.
Add to the list here. Taking constructive criticism. That's kind of been a difficult thing for me. But I've been getting a little bit better with it. Trying to get a lot better with it because I see it's like being able to listen to the constructive criticism. Sometimes you don't see yourself.
Yeah.
So making those improvements works. Yeah. I mean, I have to be honest and say, I see that I have to take a look at myself sometimes and take that constructive criticism because it benefits me.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people, man, the reason that people don't like constructive criticism is their ego, right? They're like, no, some people just think they do not do anything wrong, that they have all the best ideas, which there's nobody in the world that's got all that, period. All the professionals have coaches. All the coaches have coaches, right? Being able to take constructive criticism is a sign of strength. Again, it's another sign of strength. It's helping you become the strongest version of yourself. Now, everything that somebody's going to tell you might not be right. You know what I mean? It's coming from their perspective. But I guarantee if you listen to it and if you kind of gauge it in what you got going on and where they're trying to tell you to apply it, I guarantee you might be able to learn something from it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And again, not everything might be dead on, but some of it will. And it's understanding. It's having that discernment. Understand what they're trying to tell you. Don't take offense to it and then move on.
Right. Yeah. Because I think that ego comes, I told you I think about Mr. T sometime.
Yeah. That inner bad boy, huh? It's like that intro was playing. Come at me.
We talking about home.
All right, guys, let's jump into number 8 right quick before we close out. Number 8, this negative habit that will kill happiness is setting your standards too low. Too many people do not, think enough of themselves to get out of that comfort zone. They would rather stay in the comfort zone, in the bad business, in the bad relationship, in the bad health, overweight, being mentally fatigued, mentally tired, and depressed because they do not want to get out of the comfort zone. They would rather be in that bad relationship because they know what to expect. They know what's going to be negative. They know what's going to be bad. Getting out, breaking up with them, leaving them could be better, but they don't know. So everyone always fears the unknown. That's why so many people are scared of the dark, because it's the unknown. You might have walked through your house a million freaking times, right? The lights are off at nighttime. You get a little spooked most of the times. A lot of people do. Even though your door's locked, you got a security, so everybody's like looking around. People fear the unknown. They don't know what they can't see. You cut the light on. A little bit of knowledge there. Cut that light on, and everything's exactly the same. You'll enlighten your path.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you don't. Hey, Derwin, you're going to scare some people.
Too many alien movies, man.
But guys, do not set your standards too low. There's one thing I can tell you right now. Set your standards high. Shoot for the moon. Like Les Brown said, shoot for the moon and you'll land in the stars. At least you're getting a lot further than any and everybody else around you. Always want more for yourself. Be happy with who you are, where you are, and what you have right now. But always strive for more. Always want for more and push for more. The more you are happy with where you're at, the more you're grateful for where you're at, the more you're going to be happy and grateful for what you achieve in life. Does that make sense?
That's great.
All right, guys. We are winding down because it is already past time. But we wanted to drive this home. We want you to become the strongest version of yourself. We want you to become stronger than failure and be happier than you've ever been in your entire life. Why? Because you deserve it. All right, guys. I love you. I appreciate you. And remember, you are stronger than failure.
Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keeping on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.